Hi, this is John Moore. This is my podcast for December 23rd, 2018. Realistic resolutions. Resolution. Noun. The state or quality of being resolute. Firm determination. A resolving to do something. A course of action determined or decided on. The American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, 4th edition. About half of Americans say they make a New Year's resolution, but a Forbes online article published recently said that 8 out of 10 of us will give up on it within the first few weeks of making it. That's just about everybody, 8 out of 10. I'm not sure who the other two people are, but I'm guessing they set their goals pretty low just so they can make the rest of us look bad. Maybe they get out of their chair to change the television instead of using the remote control. I'm a member of both of those groups. I make a resolution, but I also never stick to it. My resolution in 2018 was to remember what my resolution in 2018 was by the end of the year. I'm sorry to report, I have no idea what it was. It most likely had something to do with losing weight. That tends to be the one that I commit to after I've eaten an entire Greenbird turkey and two pecan pies at Thanksgiving. But then Christmas rolls around, and another Greenberg turkey, and more pecan pies. You see the cycle here. Losing weight is big business, pun intended. People like Dr. Atkins and Jenny Craig, and facilities such as Gold's Gym, the YMCA, and Anytime Fitness bring in a lot of money from folks like me, who have the best of intentions, but no follow-through. An article in U.S. News & World Report said that we spend about $60 billion annually on things related to losing pounds. Now, that would be on fitness memberships, weight loss programs, even diet sodas included in that. And most of our $60 billion in efforts fall by the wayside and never actually help their purchaser achieve their original goal. I'd like to point out that $60 billion would buy a lot of Greenberg turkeys and pecan pies. People have the intention of losing weight, we just don't possess the ability. I signed up at Anytime Fitness, but couldn't quite commit, so I paid for a one-year membership, but I specified that I wanted my 1 year to be sometime during the Renaissance period. Speaking of a long time ago, I was surprised to learn that resolutions are nothing new. I wrongfully assumed that they were something that had come about over the last century or so, but it turns out people have wanted to improve themselves for, I guess, much longer than we thought, forever. LiveScience.com, the website, published an article in December 2017 that included a survey of what people were committing to do in 2018. Not surprisingly, the most popular resolutions were to be a better person and lose weight. Next were exercise more, eat healthier, and get a better job. All of these vows were also made by people who lived long before any of us ever did. The same article went on to say that during the Bronze Age, men took oaths to better themselves, and they did it publicly. But it was the Babylonians who get the credit for being the first people to make what we would now call New Year's resolutions, and they did it 4,000 years ago. During a 12-day religious festival called Akutu, the Babylonians pledged their allegiance to their king, or to a new king if they had one that had come along. History.com published an article that added to the same story, indicating that in addition to their allegiance to their royalty, Babylonian men also promised to pay any debts they owed and to return any items they had borrowed. Wouldn't it be great if people today made simple commitments like those? We could call them realistic resolutions, and then maybe, just maybe, our friends would pay back that loan we've made them, and the neighbor would return that hammer and the hedge trimmer we loaned them. I guess we can always dream big. And that might be the key right there. If we can make a resolution that's more for other people than for ourselves, we might actually succeed. After all, losing weight is an admirable goal, and it's certainly a step toward better health. But if we made a commitment to do something for the right reasons, for others, especially those we truly care about, then we might actually stick to our resolutions. Now, don't get me wrong, I do need to lose a few pounds. It would help my blood pressure, and make me feel a lot better. Might also get me closer to my New Year's resolution from 1989. Yes, I do remember that one. Get Meg Ryan to notice me. Now, that likely doesn't fall under the realistic resolutions category, but certainly, Meg is worth the wait.